Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I am standing right outside our sanctuary here on our front patio in the very place that earlier this morning, a friend of ours, a neighbor, Adam is his name, was standing. He had some bags with, I don't know what was in them. There were two large white garbage bags. A bike was laying here on the ground. And so when I pulled in, I noticed him. And after I'd parked my car, I went in, I got a blessing bag, and I brought it out to him. And I offered it to him, and I asked if he'd like a food bag from our food pantry, not knowing what he would be able to handle with the other possessions he had with him. And he said no, he might come back for that, but all he could really handle at that point was the blessing bag. And so I asked him his name, and I introduced myself to him, and it was a nice interaction. I told him I'd hope I'd see him again later. And as I turned to walk back into the church, he said, God bless. God bless you. And it was unexpected. So I responded the same. It's interesting to me, and it sort of, you know, I wasn't expecting that. It caught me off guard and reminds me of how often and in what surprising ways and places and through surprising people we actually receive God's blessing, and that God is present and in interactions with people, with folks. The need to be aware of that, and actually even to be a sharer of that blessing. Here I am, the pastor of this church, who offered a blessing bag and offered my name and introduced myself, but it was Adam who offered God's blessing to me in a very clear and unmistakable way. It was a reminder for me, and so I offer this as a reminder for you to, one, be aware of God's blessings around you and be a bearer of that blessing as well in your interactions with folks today and throughout this week. Thanks for spending a bit of time on this Hump Day with me, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah, and maybe even on Sunday for worship. Take care.